We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Ralph Northam theme song, sadly. Dr. Quentin Kidd is the director of the Wasson Center for Public Policy at Christopher Newport University, and I'm glad to have you here. Did you see this story yesterday about the negatives for the governor rising and rising, his popularity number dropping and dropping? What do you think has happened?
Yeah, somehow I did see those numbers.
Your poll, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say. What's happening is, if you just think back as to how the blackface scandal played out for him, it sort of came out negative, bad news, and then he sort of disappeared. He focused on the legislative session, and it still lingers there. And we see the results of this in this survey. I mean, voters have a much more negative impression of him. His, his approval disapproval numbers are worse than they were in December the last time we checked them. And the only real thing that's happened that would cause that is the blackface scandal. And so, I think this is some of this is sort of setting in as we go into this, as we're going to enter into the slow months before an election cycle. And so, I think it's a real challenge for both the governor and Democrats.
What do they do to try to turn it around? The strategy so far seems to have been to lay low and just do very limited public appearances with very limited press avails. And I got to tell you, with him ducking out on his own show here on WRVA yesterday, the thing I'm hearing from people, now these are people who probably didn't support the governor in the first place, is he's chicken. He's not willing to stand up and, take whatever ugly questions come his way and deal with them, unlike some of his predecessors. Is that out of line to suggest?
I don't know if I would use chicken. I think there's an overabundance of caution there. Look, I don't think laying low is the right strategy. I think there's a calculation being made here, and that is that the structure of this coming fall's elections are so favorable to Democrats that the governor can lay low and Democrats can run their own local Senate and delegate elections, and the structure is going to still be in their favor and they're going to do okay. I'm not sure that calculation is the right calculation, because if the Supreme Court throws these new maps out, then that whole calculation changes, because then the structure isn't in Democrats' favor, and then the governor becomes somewhat of a drag on Democrats who are fighting for a re-election or election in district maps that look like they did 2 years ago or last year, as opposed to what the courts did.
So he's doing a couple of campaign fundraisers this week, apparently. We didn't know about that until we started to get some news from some of the political reporters who've been covering him. So I guess he still has some sway with potential donors out there, even while he's ducking out of public appearances. What do you think these poll numbers say for the lieutenant governor and the attorney general? I mean, they still have the possibility of having political futures, whereas this governor, in 3 years, he's done, presumably.
Yeah, unfortunately for the lieutenant governor and the attorney general, well, let me just say this. I think the attorney general is in a better position. We see him in a better position in our polling numbers. The lieutenant governor is in a worse position of the three. I think that's reflective of the nature of the charges against him. But when we polled on these three in December, more people didn't know who the attorney general, lieutenant governor were, right? I mean, when you ask people, do you approve or disapprove of their job, or do you not know enough to say? A lot of people don't pay attention to what the lieutenant governor's doing outside of session, right?
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, a lot of people have become aware of Justin Fairfax as the lieutenant governor because of the accusations, and so he is upside down. down by 14 points. He has 31% approval, 45% disapproval, and only 34% say they don't know enough to say, and that number was 52% in December.
Yeah.
And so literally nearly 20% of voters learned about him because of this these accusations, and that's bad news, right? That sets in at some point.
Right. I'm loath to, I'm just going to ask you this question. Do you think that the lieutenant governor should take the Republicans up on an opportunity to air this in public? I know there's great political danger in that. But my perception, and again, maybe I'm biased and unable to separate myself from my connections to Republicans, but I feel like they've been pretty restrained for the most part in their comments and actions related to him specifically, because they believe in general so much in due process. Do you think maybe he should reconsider getting all this out on the table? Because I suspect that the end result is, hey, it's he said, she said, and there's no way to really come up with a conclusion here. So what are you going to do? Beat the guy up for something when you can't reach a definitive conclusion?
Yeah, that's a really tough one. Part of the challenge, you just try to separate yourself from the politics. Part of the challenge is, do we want to start making what are accusations of criminal behavior a political thing? And I'm loath to go down that path because I don't think that path goes anywhere good for anyone. I think the appropriate path is if there are criminal behavior accusations of criminal behavior, they ought to be investigated, right? And so I would hate to have another Kavanaugh hearing like situation in Richmond. And that, you know, I just don't know that that does anyone any good. And so, you know, that's...
Well, he needs to get his surrogates out there telling people, hey, if you're going to indict me or charge me, do it. If not, then I'm going to take that as a vindication that I haven't done anything wrong. I mean, I think he's got to sell that idea out there, which is a very legitimate thing to say, I think.
Well, right. I mean, call the question on it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. either investigate me and indict me or, you know, let's move on. Yeah. And I think that's a legitimate route to go. I'm loath to see something that is a criminal allegation litigated in a political setting because it may work in Republicans' favor this time to do it. Next time it may not. And if we start going down that path, I just think that's probably not a good path to go down for anybody.
It's serious.
For any side.
Yeah. It's serious, and it shouldn't be done lightly. I appreciate the thought on it. Dr. Quentin Kidd, the director of the Wasson Center for Public Policy at Christopher Newport University. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Have a good morning.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.